Friday, December 1st, 2006.
Why can't you go to Nick that night? During the 11 days.
Preserve a katana.
Why can't you just go to the mikvah at night? And then we'll see. By the end of the next day, we'll know. Now, it's just like we say she goes to the mikvah the next day, and her status is not definite until the end. But once the end of the day comes, the mafreya, we say, from when she went to the mikvah, she was tahora. And all you're waiting is to determine that the prior day stopped. That the event of the prior day stopped. So why can't she go that night? Then the night right after the day. And then we'll know. We'll know Lemafreya. In other words, we're relying on Lemafreya anyway.
Right.
So what's the difference if you have to wait? What's the difference waiting till the morning to go to the mikvah or waiting until going right at night?
And this question is only by Zava Katana, because by Zava Gadola she would have to be Masafir at the last Yom first.
Because Zava Gadola is a din of Sphere's Yom.
Right.
So you could say it's not a misbar yom until the ikar yom comes. But here we're really saying she can go to the mikvah provided that we know that the prior day ended. And that's why on the 11th day, according to Beis Hillel, she can go that night. Because there's no need to do a shmiras yom. Right? There's no need to check for the next day. Because there's no tziruf. So she can go at night on the night of the 12th. The night after the 11th. So why? So you see, it's not a halacha that tevila at night is not good. It's not a halacha like that. No halacha that tevila at night is no good. Even for Zava Katana, tevila at night could be good. Right? Because you see that from the night of the 12th. So why can't she just go right away and then we'll know Lemafreya? Yeah, Ben?
No, I was just going to ask. I thought we were saying for Zava Katana that there was an idea of Mitzvah Yom.
No, we changed that last week. Last week we said, we went back to that. So there's no misbar yom. Because then if it was a din of counting one day, then it would seem that you'd have to say, even if she saw on the 11th day, she'd have to count at least one day to tomorrow. But that's not halacha. Halacha is if she sees on the 11th day, she can go right away at night. Because Rashi was saying that the only problem is the tziruf of yom. And since there's no tziruf of 11 to 12, there's nothing to worry about. She can go right away at night. And even if she'll see tomorrow, it'll be a new thing. But over here, granted, if she sees tomorrow, it'll be 1-0. But still, we'll let her go in the middle of the day. Why can't you go at night? Yeah. Anybody have an idea?
Well, once again, why do you think there's no tziruf between 11 and 12?
Because that's the end of Zava and Nida starts. You know, it can't be mstarif of two different types of days.
So that means that there's no entity of 2 days?
Right, there's no entity of
it's
2 days.
It's only 3 days or 1 day.
No, there's no entity that bridges 11 and 12.
Zoltan wasn't here.
This
is the one that you. Oh. So the show that ends off with, where's Zoltan?
Right.
Oh, it's how it's ended?
That's really
how
it ended.
That's right, last week that's how it ended.
Okay, you gotta hear the shear.
I gotta hear that one.
That's good. You're gonna like it.
At least the end. Yeah. We worked out those problems last week. But this is one problem we didn't work out. Yeah, so what do you say? So I was thinking about it. Alright, if nobody else is thinking about it, then I'll just tell you what I was thinking of. Thing is like this. Let's say like this. Let me ask you a question. So take the seventh day of Shiva Nikim. Okay? The seventh day of the Shiva Nikim. So the woman counts the seventh day, right? And then later on she sees. So we say it's even if she went to the mikveh before, we say there was no Tara. Correct? Mm-hmm. Why? Why? Because it's true she counted the day in the morning, right? It was a counting of a day. The only thing is, we didn't know what day she was counting. She didn't know the character of the day. So when she sees Dom later, now we know what type of a day she counted, and she never counted Shiva Nikim. Correct? She just never counted Shiva Nikim. Now, let's say a woman is a Zava Katana. And she checks in the morning and sees that she's clean. Correct? And then she checks later on in the day and finds Dom. So what would you say? You can't say that the later event of seeing the Dom qualifies her checking in the morning. Now, it's not like we mentioned this a little bit last week too. It's not like the Shivanakiyam, where she counts, but what the entity that she counted is to be determined. So in that case, a later event will change or will define what exactly she did in the morning. I mean, it was unclear what she did in the morning. It was TBA, as they say, to be announced what she did in the morning. What did she count? So, but over here, when she's Shomeris in the morning, and then sees later on in the day, how would you describe those two things? No, the Sviras Yamim and the Riyah later, we're saying is that one is going to define the other, right? What she did in the morning was she was Mona, but the quality of the day is determined later, right? So they're together, they join into one entity of a fact. Because we don't know what the fact of the count or the morning count was until later on in the day. So that's really a qualification of the morning's event. But what would you say about the clean, the good shmira in the morning, and the bad and the re'iyah later on in the day? How would you describe the relationship of those two things? How would you describe those two things? They're not related at all. They're two different events. They're just two different events. Okay? In the morning, she had a good shmira, and that's unchangeable. And in the end of the day, she had a riyah. But they don't interact. Mm-hmm. We don't say, now we know in the morning, she didn't really check well.
But if she had riyah after the first sighting...
We're not getting into any halach over here. We're just talking about these two things. Right? Right? There's no comparison between the two cases. We're not going to say, oh, now we know she really didn't have a good... check well. We're not saying that. She checked. Checking was good. Later on, a new event occurred, and she saw Dom. It's a new event. It's not qualifying any old event. Okay, yeah?
How can you say that it's a new event and still have the idea of 3 days?
I'm not talking about anything fancy. I'm just talking about the simple case.
Listen.
It's a new event. I can't help it. There's no two ways of thinking
okay.
about this thing.
No. That's
you want to know how does that work into halacha? That's the next step. But I can't say I'm going to pretend it's not a new event because the halacha is going to be difficult. I mean, I have no choice but to say it's a new event.
No, that's fine that you're saying that it's a new event. But the fact that you're saying that the two events exist separately and that one has nothing to do with the other seems to argue with the facts. Because if I see blood,
what facts?
Then I don't see blood. Then I see blood, then I don't see blood. And I see blood, and I don't see blood. Over the course of 3 days,
right.
I'm a 3-day Zava.
Okay. Why is that a contradiction? Nothing is contradicting that.
So in order to count, you have to say that there's...
No, because according to you, it keeps breaking.
No, I'm not saying it's a break. You're qualifying it. You're giving it a quality of break. I'm not giving it a quality of break.
Then what is it?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay, fine.
I'm just saying, actually, definitively, you have to say...
They're related in some way. You're saying they're not related.
No, break is he's talking about day to day. He wants to know if day one and day two are related.
I know, but...
I'm not saying that just because she sees in the morning that breaks up the day one and day two. I'm saying that that is a valid, that is an event of Shmira.
Okay.
And the later on is a new event of Riyah.
Good.
Okay?
There's a progression.
You're trying to draw implications from what I'm saying. But I'm just saying the basic logical facts.
Okay.
Now... Well, let me just think about the right way to go here. 1 second. So, I mean, we're just maybe just there's one thing I'm positing over here, and I think I didn't mention it because I assumed everybody was on the same page, but just to be sure, that if you would check at night, that wouldn't be considered the Shemiras Yom at all. Okay? In other words, checking in the nighttime is not considered the Shemiras Yom. Shemiras Yom has to be in the Ikar of the day. The Ikar of the day is always the Ikar of the Yom is always the daytime. And that's always the case. Whenever you want to qualify a day, it always goes by the... Whenever you want to qualify a Yom, a halachic Yom, it goes by the day part. So, for instance, by Avelis, when we say you need Shiva Yomim. So, when we say Mixas Yom Kukul on the last day, that's not at night, that's in the morning. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you have to qualify the days with Avelis, with Niyag Avelis. But you can't define the day by the nighttime of it. You define the day by the daylight portion of it. Okay? It's true by Svira we count from the night, but that's because we want to count all the aspects of the day. We want to do a Tamima. We want to count the full day. I'm not saying the nighttime is not part of it, but it's the minor part. So therefore, in terms of counting, you have to include even the minor part. But in terms of qualifying, you qualify only by the essential part. Okay? Except for Pesach, it's the only night, it's different. But all other Yom Tovim, the mitzvahs are in the day. It's only because the event occurred at night. Yeah, Yoni?
So, when you say that the Shemir has to be done during the day, so obviously, you know, the night after the 11th is not pretty good, because that's already...
Right.
If you did hold the night, that would be good.
No, so I'm saying the night after the 11th is not there's no Shemira is required at all. You don't need any Shemira. There's no need for Shemira. Because you only have to be Shomer if the next day is capable of being Mitztarif to the prior day.
Right.
But the night of the 11th, there's no chance of any Tzirif, so there's no need for Shemira. Shemira is to break the Tzirif between the 2 days. Okay? So Shemira is to break the Tzirif between the 2 days. Okay? But what I'm saying is that the Maisa Shmira has to at least be in the time where it has to at least go into the time of the essential portion of the day. By the way, Shmira in the morning is including the night. When she's shomer in the morning, that includes the night.
Hmm. She's not just being
shomer. Not like we don't care what happened at night. That's considered,
right.
If you check it in the morning, it's considered that nothing happened the whole night too. But if she checked at night, that's not a Shmira on the Yom. Okay? So now we can describe it a little more intelligently now. We could say like this, that if a woman does Shemira at night and goes to the mikvah, that's different than if she does Shemira in the morning and goes to the mikvah. Why? Because at least if she went in the morning, it was after an action of Shemira. Whereas at night, it was before an action of Shemira. Okay, so at least we can see some connection now. There is some real halachic difference between going at night and going in the morning.
Right.
Okay? Going at night is not going, is going before the Shemira is done. Going in the morning is at least after the Shemira is done. Okay? Okay. Yeah. 1 second. So what I want to say is like this, that when we make recourse to the idea of l'mafreya in halacha, it's not an idea of just taking chances and we'll see what happens later. It's not like we'll just throw the dice and we'll see what happens. Okay, it means to say that you're doing a valid maisa now, if certain events occur later. Okay? So that's why I'm saying that the going at night is completely out of the question. Because
nice, if it happens later, is it going to qualify any Shemira?
Yeah, you're just saying, well, maybe, you know, as you're saying like this. Now, let me start a different way. I'm sorry. Let me start a different way. Okay, let me start a different way. Scratch that. let's say the woman gets up in the morning and sees no dam. So she did a good shmira, right? But she's not tahora yet. She's still not automatically tahora, right? Because if she sees later, then we'll say she was never tahora, right? So in what way, getting back to Michael's question, in what way do I say there was an event? I could say no, that we don't know what happened yet. Now, if the whole point of Shemira is to make her tahora, right, is to allow her to be tahora, and now I'm saying if she sees later, then it's undone. So what do I mean that there was a good Shemira in the morning? Okay. So the meaning says like this, that there's a difference between an event and a conclusion or a deduction. Okay. When a woman sees in the morning no dam, when she's shomeres yom in the morning and she sees and she's tahora and she's no dam, that is an event upon which a conclusion of tahora can be drawn. It's an event that supports the conclusion that she stopped seeing. Okay? It's not conclusive, okay, but it is the first event that would indicate that she is indeed tahora. So for instance, if she goes through the rest of the day and sees no dam, I can go back and say, oh, when is the first time when was the first time I established this? In the morning. Because it is an event that does support the conclusion. Whereas if she did a bedika at night and found herself tahora, then the next day, I wouldn't be able to say the nighttime was the first event that allowed me to draw the conclusion that she was tahora. Because there was no event of shmira at all. The nighttime was no event of shmira. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
That was checking at the nighttime, going to the mikveh at night, is hoping that an event will occur in the morning that will establish her tahara. Okay? Going to the mikveh in the morning is hoping that the event I just did has the conclusion that it seems to have.
Say the first one again.
Going to the mikveh at night, since shmira at night does not qualify the day at all, going to the mikveh at night is just like taking your chances. And I'm saying, I'm going to do something that makes no sense now because I just hope a good event will occur. That's not a halacha type of a thing. You understand? When we say l'mafreya, we're not saying you can do things that make no sense in the hope that good events will occur. If you go at night, there's nothing to base the tevila on. There's nothing at all. The only thing you're basing your tevila on is a chance that a good event will occur in the morning, i.e. the shmira. You understand?
Right.
There's a great difference between, even though neither thing will be concluded until the end of the day, there's a difference between saying I'm going to do it hoping an event occurs, or I'm going to do it after the event occurred, but before I can be sure of its meaning. Sure, before I can be sure of its conclusion. You understand what I'm saying? If the woman goes to the mikveh after the shmira in the morning, right, and then she sees later on in the day, it doesn't mean that the morning was not a good shmira. It just means a new fact arose to rebut the conclusion that I presumed in the morning. You understand what I'm trying to say? In the morning, I made a presumption that she's tahora, because the event put into evidence leads to the conclusion of tahora.
But isn't it like a lack of event?
No, that's what I'm saying. Shmira is an event. Shmira is a thing. Shmira is a proof. Shmira is a type of a proof. The only thing is, it's a negative type of a proof, so it's not absolute until there's no chance of the opposite. But it is an indication of the fact that she stopped seeing Dom. Now, later would be another piece of evidence. That's a new event. That's a new piece of evidence. Now, that piece of evidence is going to be so the first one, so I'll say now the conclusion must be drawn that she really is a continuous flow. But it doesn't mean the event didn't occur in the morning. The event did occur. But the conclusion was erroneous. The conclusion that it presented was erroneous. It was a mistaken conclusion. You understand? That's the difference between the Svira and the Shmira. By the Svira in the morning, when I see the Dom later, now I know what I did in the morning. Right? Now I know what the event of the counting was. It was a counting of a Dom, of a day of Dom. But when I see later in the day after a Shmira, that's not going to define the event. That'll just remove the conclusion from the first event. I'll have to remain with the conclusion of the second event.
Doesn't that make the analogy to what happens by the Sphera comparable to what happens if you try to go back at night?
No, because I went after the event of counting. The event of counting occurred. Yeah.
Why exactly are you saying that there can't be a Shmira at night?
Because that's not the day. That's not the essential day of anything. We have to qualify the day as not a day of seeing.
You're saying that the problem is that though that might be an actual event of a Shmira, it would have no connection to the day?
Right. It wouldn't be able to define the day. I wouldn't be able to conclude this is not a day of blood.
That's the only goal of the Shmira.
That's
the
goal.
You're definitely checking. It's just that you're not doing the checking that's required. Right. Checking.
That conclusion cannot even be drawn preliminarily. You can't even have a preliminary conclusion from that thing. But that's what I'm trying to say. That the Lemafreya, our question was, since the whole thing is working Lemafreya anyway, let it go the earliest possible time, and Lemafreya will know. Right?
Right.
So I'm saying like this. That even though we say it's Lemafreya, that just means the conclusion is Lemafreya. But it has to be after the event that would establish the conclusion.
Right.
Lemafreya doesn't just allow us to violate laws of time and space. It's Lemafreya, who cares? Do it any time and then just go backwards and it'll be fine. It still has to be a logical order that I'm going to the mikvah after I did the thing that shows that I'm Tahora. It's true, I won't know if I conclude that what it told me is true until later. But if later there is no Dom, then it turns out I did go after the thing that established my Tara. You understand?
Right.
But to go before the event makes no sense at all. That's just not possible. So that's what I'm trying to say. That even though it's a question of tziruf of yomim,
to go before the shmira.
Yeah, before the shmira, that you can't do. Go to the mikvah at night, that you can't do. So even though we're saying it's just that the whole idea of the shmira is to break up, is to prove that the last day closed, but there is a process of proving it, and therefore the tara of the mikvah has to follow that process. Yeah.
So what's the process? Is that the shmira? Just the end of the day.
No, the process is
no, I mean the conclusion of the process.
The conclusion is the end of the day, right?
So, what allows us to act on inconclusive evidence?
You're not allowed to. I mean, you're right. You don't know. That's why I say you're not allowed to do anything until the nighttime. But when the night occurs, she'll be Tohor L'mafreya from the time that she's checked.
Meaning, so what are the halachos? Meaning, like if she were to
she would touch
do something
things.
That would have been
if she would touch truma, so we don't know if it's tummy or not. Until later.
We say it's a suffix, but then once she sees it again, we don't say that that's a new thing and the other shmira held
right.
True because we say that was inconclusive and now it's been concluded to be again.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, right. But on the 11th night, the night of the 12th, there's no need for any type of evidence at all. You don't need any evidence. It's just impossible for it to be a continuation. So even though at night you can go right away. Okay.
So that's like there's like an inherent shmira.
That's right, exactly. So the next dom she sees will be a new thing. It'll be needed.
What if she waits the whole day and then does shmira and goes to the mikvah?
So it's a good question what they mean by Shmira exactly.
Yeah, how do you know any? I mean, if you don't do a Shmira, then you don't know anything.
Do you actually have to do a Bedika? Is that your question?
Yeah.
I mean, what if she doesn't do a Bedika until the end of the day?
I think it was the mikvah.
Right. That's definitely fine. That's definitely fine.
Well, though, what about the things she touched over the course of the day?
Oh, they'll be definitely tummy. They'll be 100% tummy.
If she doesn't check until...
Right.
Yeah, no, and then she sees nothing.
Doesn't matter.
They'll be tummy?
Yeah, the tum is not going to be moved until the mikvah. That's for sure.
Oh, no, yeah.
Right.
And you'd have to do a shmira before you go to the mikvah anyway.
That's right.
Unless you can do it at night, because it's not a problem at night. In fact, you have to wait until that.
Oh, she can go to the mikvah at night?
Yeah.
Yeah. The following night. Right. See, the big problem arises with the Zava Gadola if she doesn't do the Bedikas. That's a big problem.
Why? Because she needs 7 straight clean days?
Yeah.
So if she were to ever skip one, that'd be a whole shayla?
Yes, I mean, Bidiyev would be old one if she does the 1st and the 7th. But it's possible if a woman doesn't do the 7th Bedika, a whole big problem. I mean, a lot of sheets is hold, and then she has to start over.
But they maintain that she
does... She has to start over a whole new Shivani Kim.
Because she didn't count?
Because she wasn't doing any Sekiris, or...?
Yeah, because it's not considered a...
Not considered
establishing.
How do they maintain 1 and 7 is good? I mean, like, this is...
They maintain that's a chazakah. That if you have the beginning and the end, that's a chazakah, that the whole time between was Tahora.
If she could pick up 3 in the middle.
We don't assume that if she did it in the end, that there was down that she missed in the middle.
That's hard. I mean, like, when we're talking about a thing which is supposed to last for, like, 3 days, and I can fit that in without ever having any, like...
No, she already did the one. She did the 1st day. She has to do the 1st day.
Okay, fine, but then...
So now we don't assume it's going to continue. Now the Shiva Nakim is not...
Oh, you're saying the 1st sets up that it's
broken.
That's
a question of the Tara.
And then...
a question of the Tara process.
Well, I guess it goes to the entire question as to why you have to wait 7 days for...
Yeah, we don't know why, but that's the part of the Tara process. That's not part of proving that she stopped seeing. That's what we were trying to say.
Yeah, so the 1st day sort of proves that the Zava Gadola has stopped.
But they want to say that if she doesn't do 1 and 7, then you can't say that she established Tara on 7 days. So then she'd have to...
start again.
So then on day 8, we should have to start over. Day 8 would be a new day 1.
Or 1, yeah.
Okay.
Just starting to record it.
What?
Do you want to take a look at the Gemara?
Yeah, we read everything.